Playing in the Oregon Symphony as a concert violinist and being awarded the Oregon State Fiddle Champion, having the gift of perfect pitch and a talent for transcribing musical notation are just some of the things that make Hollis Taylor so intriguing. Her story is one to be admired for its passion, dedication, and tenacity on following what can only be described as a musician's intuition. Her story is one to be admired for its passion, dedication, and tenacity on following what can only be described as musician's intuition. Melanie Scott has this story.
Hollis Taylor is an inspired musician, violinist, and composer who prides herself on being pitch perfect. Then one day, out of the blue, something extraordinary happened.
I had an epiphany, Melanie. There's just really no other way to describe it. Back in 2001, on my first trip to Australia, and I was at Wilgarno Station, which is near Mount Magnet in WA, when a trio of Pied Butcher Birds enchanted me with their rich and varied song. I really couldn't get this experience out of my mind. I really just wanted to know more what these birds were up to. It seems like something extraordinary to me.
As a researcher at Macquarie University, and now an ARC and future fellow at Sydney Conservatorium of Music, Dr. Hollis has made studying and recomposing birdsong her life purpose. I was curious to find out what this entails, and so I asked if she was happy to explain.
Sure. So I transcribe the birdsong into music notation. I analyze it because I want to have human musicians play these, some of them, I will assign them to human musicians. And people have said, well, why don't you just play the birdsong because, you know, it's so beautiful, sort of flute-like, that rich crystalline voice that Pied Butcher Birds have. Why not just listen to that? There's nothing wrong with that, but one of my questions is it just that beautiful tone that sucks this in for a Pied Butcher Bird song? Or will that song sound musical and compelling two or three octaves lower, four octaves lower on in a string bass or on a bassoon?
For someone who didn't know where your songs came from, I wonder if they would be able to recognize that it was, in fact, all of these different sounds coming together.
Well, this is one of the reasons, Melanie, that I use the field recordings, is because Pied Butcher Birds in their solo songs sing for a second or two, followed by two or three seconds of silence, which is not the way that most of our human music is. And so I wanted something that was sort of knitted all together in the background, and also so that people, you know how, like there is no silence, we know that post John Cage, but, you know, if you're in a concert and there's silence and somebody coughs and then somebody's chair squeaks and then there's traffic and then a phone goes off and it's really distracting. So just by having that kind of chamber music partner of that, you know, that sound, I thought, well, that'd be good. But what I found was that really it contributed much more than I expected, and they really talked to each other.
One of the central themes of Dr. Taylor's research is whether birdsong can be considered as music.
Well, it's a good question. When I began my investigations, I really felt no need for Pied Butcher Bird vocalizations to cross some imaginary hurdle and be classified as music. To me, it was an obvious connection, and I think has been to humans, composers, musicians, poets, and everyday people for millennia.
But there has been objections to birdsong being music, a factor that Dr. Taylor has largely ignored and instead trusted in her own musical instinct.
I'm not really a natural philosopher or a theorist. Arguing my case doesn't really come natural to me. But I had to put that aside and jump in, Melanie, because in too many cases, what I would read about birdsong, birds can't do this, they can't do that, I couldn't put it together with what I knew birds were doing.
Hollis now lives in Alice Springs and studies birds year-round, creating and performing birdsong-inspired symphonies. I wondered what she hoped to achieve from it all.
So I don't make any attempt to create a pastoral character that romanticizes nature. It's just to kind of underline compelling aspects of where I've recorded and spark new ways to maybe think about human-animal relationships.
Melanie Scott there with Hollis Taylor. And if you'd like to learn more about Hollis and her musical birdsong recompositions, visit her website at hollistaylor.com.